for a pastor to ask his people to stay home and watch online instead of begging them, pleading with them to please be in the house of the Lord and not just sit in your pajamas and stay home and watch the service, as comfortable as that may be. But because of our situation here with the outbreak and a number of people not being well, I think it best for us to just hold off for right now. But thank you so much for being a part of the service on the web and the Facebook Live. I appreciate you being faithful in that regard as well. And in all the areas that the Lord has been faithful to you, you have likewise responded with a faithfulness. Again, thank you, Brother Levi. I appreciate it very much. We'll go right to the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. You know, if the old adage of use it or lose it, my printers in the office rarely get used. So I tried to print my message this morning, and one of the printers refused to cooperate. It tried to, but error came up. And then the other printer that I have has been unused so long that I think the ink has dried up. It sent the pages through without fail, but nothing on the pages. So I'm peering over the top of my laptop here today and sharing with you from the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8. David has been going through a very difficult time. The anointing to be king has occurred without his seeking, without his request, without his desiring to be the king, and yet that has happened years before, and he is nowhere near the throne. And yet, he understands the Lord's hand, the Lord's direction, and knows that the Lord will bring him through. And in this period, in this particular time of 1 Samuel 30, there's very drastic circumstances that have taken place, not only for David and his followers, but more personally for their families. And so in verse 8, David inquired at the Lord. Thank God we can still pray. We can still ask the Lord for his direction. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, the Lord answered David, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. That's a very positive message that David received from the Lord as he inquired of God in these drastic circumstances that he was forced to deal with his family being taken captive, the whole situation looking rather drastic, but the Lord answered and the Lord directed. Thank God that we still have those answers. We still have that direction. We still know that we can call upon the Lord. You consider David's time from his anointing to the time that he takes the throne. May have seemed even longer, perhaps, than what he might have endured. But for youth, years seem to go by slow. He may look back at that time that he was the youngest of his brothers summoned by Samuel, and the explanation was there's still one more after Samuel said, do you have any more sons? And he's keeping the sheep. Samuel declared to Jesse, we will not sit down till he come hither. And there's a tremendous message right there for us waiting for the coming of the Lord. We're not going to sit down until he comes, because we know the king is coming. Samuel, looking on the outward appearance of the brothers, assured himself that this is the one, this is the one. As the brothers passed before him, no doubt he thought, this is the champion, this is the one who is going to be king. And David didn't look like the champion. He didn't look like the king. He was young. He was ruddy. He just didn't fill the bill, as it were. But Samuel anointed David in the midst of his brethren, all of his brethren, the seven who had passed before Samuel, all of them saw the anointing. All of them took part in it. And thank God, from that point on, the Spirit of the Lord, this is what the Word of God says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Now, that would be the qualifying anointing. That would be what would require or be required as he became king. That would be what would qualify him more than anything else. Thank God, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Saul, you know, was on his way out. And terrible things were happening in his heart and his mind, and he needed a psalmist. And I like the way the servant recommended the son of Jesse. He's cunning in playing. He's a mighty valiant man. He's a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person. That's quite a list. That's what the servant recognized in David as young as he was, cunning in playing, a mighty valiant man, a man of war, prudent in matters, a comely person. He had all of those qualities, all of those things going for him. But most important, the servant noted, the Lord is with him. Thank God that there would be that evidence of the Lord again being in his place and the hand of the Lord being upon him. So David became the psalmist, the one who would play on the harp, the one who would soothe Saul in his times of torture in his mind and in his heart. And then, of course, we know the situation of Goliath challenging the people of Israel, taunting the soldiers of Israel, challenging them for a champion. David, of course, being there at the request of his father to take some bread and some cheese to his older brothers who were in the army and wanting to minister to them. And as he approached the situation, he recognized the army of Israel on one side of the valley, the army of the Philistines on the other side of the valley, and this giant of a man standing in the plains, challenging the people of Israel. He heard the words. He heard the taunts. He recognized the attitude, and he was amazed that nobody stepped forward. David felt like, I'm the one who can step forward. I'm the one who can do this. Not because he recognized his position and his place, but he recognized God's position, God's place. And he was not trying to establish his reputation. He wasn't trying to make his name known. He wanted to take the reproach from Israel. He didn't want the enemy to defy the living God. And so he was willing to step forward. His three eldest brothers that he came to provision didn't see him as a champion. They called him a shepherd of a few sheep. They chided him because they thought he just came to see the battle. He just wanted to observe. He just wanted to see what was going on. They didn't see a champion. But thank the Lord, there was something in David's heart that recognized, I've got to step forward and make sure that the enemy understands he can't talk about the living God in the deriding manner that he has. When David was brought before Saul, Saul did not see a champion. David declared, let no man's heart fail because of him. And the unfortunate thing was the people of Israel were hiding. They didn't have anybody to step forward. Nobody was willing to go before the giant. And it did seem as though their hearts were failing because of fear. And so David declaring, let no man's heart fail because of him. I will go and fight with him. Saul made the observation, thou art but a youth. And he, a warrior from his youth. But David related to him, of course, we know the killing of the bear and the lion. And three times he makes mention of that fact. And the third time he told of it, he said, the Lord is going to deliver him and will take him out of the hand of the Philistine just as he delivered him out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. David put aside the armor that Saul made available for him, took up his staff, picked up his stones, gathered his sling, and went to face the giant. The giant scoffed, just like there are scoffers today, just like there are those who mock today about the church, about believers, about those who are holding on to the truth of God's word and the power of his name. But thank God, the Lord knows how to take care of mockers and scoffers and bring forth the victory for his people. David faced the giant, even though the giant didn't see David as a champion. He scoffed and he mocked and he made fun of him, saying, "Do you think I'm like a dog that you would be able to chase me away with sticks? You come before me with sticks. Well, you come and I'll feed you to the birds and to the beasts." But thank God, David was the champion willing to step forward at that time. And he denied Goliath's sword and spear and shield by the name of the Lord of hosts. He declared, "All the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Amen. And he declared, "The battle is the Lord's." And David hastened, the Bible says, and ran towards the army, ran towards the giant. And he, of course, would use his sling, and the stone would very accurately hit in Goliath's forehead, probably one area that was not covered with armor. And he fell, and to the astonishment of the army of the Philistines, he did not move. David ran again, not from the enemy, but towards the enemy. And as he approached Goliath, he pulled the sword out of Goliath's sheath and cut off his head. Amazing, Goliath hadn't even taken his sword out, probably feeling like he could grab that young man and just tear him limb from limb and end his life with his bare hands. But thank God, the Lord knows how to bring victory to his people. I'm thankful the hand of the Lord was there to minister to David. Think for a moment how that the head is the emphasis here. He was struck in the forehead, and then David felt it necessary not only to stun him and knock him down, but to cut his head off. Thank God that we seek the mind of Christ. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the mind of Christ. We renew our mind, and thank God that transformation keeps us from being conformed to this world, and we move into the realm of having the will of God fulfilled in our lives. The head of the enemy, with all of its schemes, with all of its deceit, with all of its lies, can be defeated by the rock of our salvation and by the sword of the Spirit. I challenge you today to hold on to that truth. I challenge you today to take up the sword of the Spirit and defeat all the lies of the enemy, everything that the devil would try to bring against you and pull you down with. Thank God we can rise up and know there is power and blessing and victory in the things that God would do for us, and we would know his glory and his blessing. Praise God. David was pursued by Saul. Again, the years going by slowly. Things not going in his favor altogether. David and his followers, a band of 400 men. It's interesting how they are described in Scripture. The band of 400 men that followed David as he was pursued by Saul says that they were in distress. They were in debt. They were discontented. It doesn't sound like a very a strong force. It certainly doesn't fit in with the legendary Robin Hood and his band of merry men. Saul pursuing them. Saul trying to end David's life. And Saul destroying Nob, the city of priests. How discouraging that must have been for David, recognizing what he should have done, what Saul as king should have done to the Amalekites, he did to the city of the priests of God. How discouraging, how distressing. And that slaughter added to the depression and the distresses that David must have been feeling. The difficult times that were upon him, and how that the devil must have added additional ideas of defeat and distress. But thank God, I'm thankful that There is truth that we can anchor our hearts to. There is truth that we can hold on to and know it's going to lead us and direct us. The devil wants to add deceit, leading to death to people today in times of distress and depression. But thank God there's a truth that will defeat deceit and death, and knowing that the truth will make us free. David turned to the Psalms in this time of distress. He wrote many Psalms during this time. David worshiped the Lord in the tough times, and thank God you can keep praying your prayers. You can keep singing your praises. You can keep worshiping the Lord who is true to his word. And thank God the blessings of the Lord will continue. Now things were in an up and down pattern for David. His band of men swelled to 600 men who followed him, and they settled in an area called Ziklag. And then the report came that Ziklag was burned. The Amalekites had attacked. David's families and all the families of the men were taken captive, a desperate situation. And the Bible says David was greatly distressed. The people spake of stoning him. They were finding fault and blame in their grief. But I like what verse 6 says of 1 Samuel 30, how that David encouraged himself in the Lord. There are times that you just have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You look at situations around you. You look at things that are taking place, and the desperation becomes even greater. Greatly distressed. The people spake of stoning him. They were finding fault. They were placing blame. Their grief gripped their hearts. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Oh, thank God that there would be those times that the Lord could lift you up. The Lord could encourage you. The Lord can direct you. Praise God. No doubt he recalled the victories that the Lord had already given him. He recalled that even though it had been years since his anointing and the throne was nowhere near him at this point, he could recall how the Lord would provide and the Lord would minister. He trusted God and he encouraged himself in the Lord. And then we read in our text that he inquired of the Lord. Now, this was not just the alone incident. This was not just the first time that David inquired of the Lord. When he was battling the Philistines, he inquired of the Lord and God would direct him. But in this instance, he asks the Lord, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And the Lord gives his answer, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, you're going to recover all." Amen. And thank God the Lord gave him a strong answer and helped him to recognize that there was going to be results that would glorify the Lord and lift him up. Praise God. And I'm thankful that there is that recognition that we can have as well. Without fail, you will recover all. Praise God for the blessings that God would have in store for David. Now, David knew about recovery. Remember, he had recovered lambs from his flock that the bear and the lion had taken. And there was the care and the concern that he would have, the ministry to the wounds of those little lambs and so on. And how that even the lion twice taking the lambs from the flock, David would recover those little lambs and restore them to the flock. He knew about recovery. He knew how the Lord could provide. Praise God. Verses 18 and 19. It emphasizes how David recovered all. He rescued his wives, and David recovered all. Nothing was lacking. The hand of God was there to minister to him. The blessings of the Lord was there to minister all that he would need, all that he would provide. The horrible instance of his family being removed and the situation being drastic, God stepped in and brought forth the result. David and his 400 men returned. Remember, there were 200 that stayed by the brook. They were too faint They were too weak, too exhausted, too fatigued to be able to continue the pursuit. So David assigned 200 to remain and 400 who went forth. Their wives and their families were restored, the 200 that remained by the brook. But no share in the spoils, no additional riches and so on given to them. And I'm sure they would have been pleased to just have their families restored, their wives by their side again. But in verse 23, David corrected the situation. He pointed out, look, the Lord hath given to us. The Lord hath preserved us. The Lord hath delivered into our hand. I like the way David is pointing out that it's the Lord who did the work. It's the Lord who protected. It's the Lord who provided. It's the Lord who delivered. And thank God, that's our belief today. That's our recognition today. That's our desire today. Lord, we need you to give us. We need you to preserve us. We need you to deliver us. And thank God, the Lord will be there to provide his blessing and his strength. Thank the Lord that David recognized how important it is the victory be shared. He made it a law and an ordinance in Israel from that time on that the victory always be shared. Thank God that there's reports that we receive. There's victory that we recognize. There's power that God has displayed. There's blessings that he has given, and we rejoice in it together and know the power of the Lord is there to minister in our lives. Keep praying. Keep believing. God is going to help us recover. His promise still is, you can lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus Christ, and they shall recover. Trust in the Lord, and thank God that victory that he'll lead us to is sure. The hand of the Lord is there, just like he declared to David, you shall overtake, you shall recover all. Thank God, as we follow on to serve the Lord and know his blessing in our midst, that there will be that victory that the Lord is going to assure for us. Amen. And I'm thankful that we can put our trust in the Lord, who declared from his word that had been written centuries before, the Lord took it up in the village of Nazareth in saying, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and the recovering of sight to the blind. Thank God there is a recovery that the Lord would bring into our midst. There is power that the Lord would display. There is blessing that he wants to give. Encourage yourself in the Lord and let his power and his strength come into your lives. Oh yes, I know the devil would try to obscure every truth, would try to hold down the light of God's word that would illuminate in our hearts and in our lives, and how God would want to bring a light into the darkness that our situations are trying to pull us down with. And thank God there is power that the Lord would bring forth. There is strength that the Lord would provide. There is light that he would bring into the darkness, and the blessings of God would continue. Encourage yourself in the Lord and know that there is going to be recovery. Let's worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings that you've brought. Thank you, Lord, that we know your strength and your goodness to minister. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you've provided, even in the midst of times that are discouraging, the times that we wonder how things are going to turn out. But, Lord, we walk with you in the power of your light. Lord, we look to you in the power of your word. We ask, Lord, for your power. We ask, Lord, for your encouragement. We ask, Lord, for your direction. Thank you, Lord God, for your truth. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Blessed now through the power of your spirit, we glorify your holy name. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your hand be upon your people. Let them know, Lord God, that you are there, and the power of God is going to continue to lead and to guide and bring strength and blessing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. I wonder right now if we couldn't just join together in prayer. I know because of the outbreak of sickness that we've had, that many are still not well. Many are improving. We thank God for that. And people are getting better. But many who are still not well, and Sister Glover recovering from her surgery, we thank the Lord for that. Sister Carlene recovering from her surgery, Sister Phoebe, situations that have developed there, and we thank God for the hand of God to minister. But many who are still not well, and we want the Lord to extend his healing hand. The WHO family are very thankful for prayers for Tom, and we want to hold Tom WHO in prayer, and Celia, a difficult time for them. Tom is going through the latter stages of Alzheimer's, and we want God to minister to them. For the Hylers, Howard in a nursing home now and adjusting well, we thank the Lord for that. And Bill, who is recovering from the stroke, still in need of rehab and all of those aspects. We've got these needs, and recovery oftentimes a question. But I'm thankful that we can put our trust in the Lord, and God would provide, and God would bless, and God would minister. We want the Lord to make his power known, just as David recognized, it's not about me. It's not my name. I want the world to know that there is a God in heaven who hears and answers and ministers in a powerful way. And thank God that can be our heart today as well and know the Lord's blessing. So let's go to the Lord in prayer together and call on the Lord and believe him for the healing touch that is needed for these who are recovering, and then certainly the defeat of this virus situation. Fear would overcome, and faith would overcome the fear that the virus is a deadly thing and prevalent in all of these aspects, but that God would show his power and his blessing. Amen. O Lord Jesus, we look to you, God, for all of the needs of your people here in Sterling and Soldotna. God, we ask you to manifest your power. Show your strength, Lord God, for those who are not well in body. Let them feel your presence, Lord. Let them feel your touch. Let your spirit rest upon them in a special way right now. Let the blood of Jesus Christ, who cleanses from all sin, also take care of every disease. And Lord, let the healing power be revealed in a special way for those who are afflicted. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon those who are recovering from surgery, for being with Sister Glover, Sister Carlene, Sister Phoebe, others, Lord God, who have had medical procedures. We thank you, Lord God, for the work that you're doing for each one. Continue your blessing. Continue your strength. Continue your ministry, Lord God. Be with Tom WHO, Lord. I pray that you would be with his wife, Celia, and all of the family. Minister to them now, God, through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Show that power, Lord God, on their behalf. Work in their lives, Lord, with peace that passes understanding. Encourage them in the Lord. Lift them up, I pray, Lord, in your powerful name. For the Hylers now, God, that you would provide, that you would bless. We thank you for your hand upon Howard. Continue to do that work, Lord, in the nursing home for him. Bless his family, O Lord, and watch over each one of them. For Bill, Lord God, that you'll help him recover in the rehab center, Lord God, that he's going to be a part of. I pray that you would give direction, that you would give the answers, Lord, that are needed. And we pray, O Lord, your touch and your blessing now. Thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you for all of the churches, those in Anchorage, those in Fairbanks, who are afflicted by the virus as well. Lord, we rebuke the COVID-19. We rebuke that virus now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, O Lord, to bring deliverance to your people, to provide your touch and your healing. We thank you, O God, that we can look to you and know your power and your blessing. Move, we ask, Lord, upon all of your people now. Give glory, give victory, give strength, big power, give encouragement, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for the recovery that you have for us in store. We glorify your holy name in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for being faithful. I'll be letting you know about service coming up this week. I'm pretty sure I'll just ask you to stay home for Tuesday prayer and do be in prayer for our country, our president, the election. We definitely need the hand of the Lord in this regard and for God to show his power and his blessing. And then, of course, Thursday, I'll let you know further about this. And let's be well, be strong, be encouraged, and let the Lord direct you and guide you. God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of our service today. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.